Video: President Trump vows to fix Minnesota's fraud problem. It was a giant scam. By Amy Furr on January 1, 2026. President Donald Trump has vowed to get to the bottom of the alleged fraud occurring in the Minnesota Somali community. While speaking during his New Year's Eve party on Wednesday at Mar-a-Lago, the president told the crowd how much those involved allegedly stole, Fox News reported Wednesday. He said, "Can you imagine they stole $18 billion? That's just what we're learning about. That's peanuts. And California is worse, Illinois is worse, and sadly New York is worse." Adding, "We're going to get to the bottom of all those. It was a giant scam." The president's remarks came after citizen journalist Nick Shirley reported on the alleged fraud that he and his team uncovered at places including daycare centers in Minnesota, for Breitbart News. In the caption of his now viral video, Shirley wrote, "Here is the full 42 minutes of my crew and I exposing Minnesota fraud. This might be my most important work yet. We uncovered over $110 million in one day. Like it and share it around like wildfire. It's time to hold these corrupt politicians and fraudsters accountable. We all work way too hard and pay too much in taxes for this to be happening. The fraud must be stopped." As a result of the investigations and reports on the issue, Trump's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, is freezing federal payments to child care businesses in Minnesota, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. The outlet noted, "The Minnesota freeze is also intended to pressure other states to check for fraud in their federally funded services, especially within the ethnic enclaves created by long-standing federal policy of mass migration. The freeze is politically powerful because it will force the state's legitimate operators to demand state investigations into the apparently massive fraud by Somali operators. The fraud is evidently hidden by the imported, self-serving, clannish Somali culture of amoral familism, which is very different from U.S.-style citizenship, which emphasizes reciprocal rights and duties in a shared society." Minnesota's leftist governor, Tim Walz, D., has since accused Trump of politicizing the issue of the alleged Somali immigrant fraud, claiming, "We've spent years cracking down on fraudsters." Trump criticized Walz on Wednesday as a crooked governor while evidence of fraud continued mounting, Breitbart News reported. In addition, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that the Trump administration was reviewing cases to denaturalize citizens who came to the country from Somalia who were convicted of fraud in Minnesota, the outlet noted Wednesday.